to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I know we've had some of these things before, but we need to look into them. You see, when you run up on people that don't believe that God can preserve His Word for us, you got a problem to start with there. And dealing with some people, dealing with a Catholic lady some on Tuesday night, and made mention of Exodus chapter 20, making no image in the likeness of anything and not to bow down to it. And she said that the younger generation of Catholics that are coming along now don't bow down to idols when they go into the church. Well, I don't believe that. She may believe it, but I don't. I know too many people that are associated with these people, and these young people do bow down to idols when they go into these other temples. And like the gentleman was telling us, you better beware of what's going on around you, because we are a minority. We are not well liked. Jesus Christ wasn't well liked in His ministry. I don't know of any, and I know Jesus Christ told the 12, said there's going to be a day coming when they kill you, they're going to think they're doing God a justice. And you can find that in the Gospels, and especially in John 16. So I know that people don't like to hear the Word of God rightly divided. But according to what God told us, that's what we're supposed to do. And it's your responsibility to make sure that we're saying what the Bible says, not what we want you to hear. I ain't got nobody telling me what to preach every Sunday. You know who tells me what to preach every Sunday? Do you know? I don't know. Other than God said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove and rebuke with all long suffering. Why? The time's coming when people are not going to endure sound doctrine, and we're in these times right now. Now, you can listen to them on TV, and they'll say, well, I told y'all about Mr. Albright downtown. He'd go to his church on Sunday. Monday night he'd come to our Bible study class, and every Monday night he'd say, my people are telling me I ain't saved because I'm not up jumping around, jumping the pews and hooping and hollering and clapping. And I finally told him, I said, well, you know, you may be the only saved person in there that really knows the truth.
Yeah.
And I believe he was in the class long enough for months that he knew what right division was. So, with all that in mind, we're going to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, but first join me in prayer. Father, we thank you for the time we have here this morning. We thank you for those that are here to study your word and to fellowship around it. And Father, let us put our faith and confidence in you, and that you do and can preserve your word for us and have preserved it for us in the King James Bible. And Father, we ask you this morning to especially be with those that are sick. We pray for these people, Lord, that you heal them according to thy will. And Father, let us be able to accept your will in these situations. And Father, we ask you this morning to give honor and glory to yourself in the class. In the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Now he is not talking about perfect in the flesh. I am far from being perfect in the flesh. Now I am perfect in Christ. Hold your place and go to Colossians. Go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. And you are complete in Him. Well, am I complete in Christ?
Yes.
Not in my flesh.
No.
You see, I've not obtained yet to resurrection of my if you let me say it, of my body. I'll put it that way just for clarity. In other words, when Jesus Christ died at Calvary, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. But Paul said that he would like to obtain to this resurrection. Well, we've not obtained this resurrection yet, have we? But are we complete in Christ?
Yes.
In other words, anybody that believes that Jesus Christ died for their sins were baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ, and the body of Christ was wrought in Jesus Christ when God raised him from the dead. Jesus Christ went down in the heart of the earth in the Spirit, and he left our sins down there. He came up and he ascended up. Paul saw him in Acts chapter 9 brighter than the noonday sun. Okay? So when Paul got saved, from Paul to the rapture of the church, all people are saved by the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
You understand? Now there was a mystery in this gospel that when Christ died and nobody knew anything about it until Acts 18, when it was revealed to the Apostle Paul that Jesus Christ died for people such as us that were not in the covenants of promise. We had no hope. We were without God in the world. Israel has become Lo Amni. And it don't bother me where you say Israel became Lo Amni at. I know Israel ain't God's people today.
Amen.
You can tell old Haggai just go straight to hell, because we don't have to go through Israel to get to God.
That's right.
Israel has got to go through the message that was committed to Paul to get to God again. You understand? If a Jew gets saved today, he has to get saved by the gospel that was committed to the Apostle Paul. I don't need to go through a Jew today. They're Lo Amni today. Now, when the rapture of the church takes place, then your Hebrew epistles, Hebrews through Revelation, will be in force again over here. They will be looking for the Lord at the second coming. Now, right now, the members in the church, the body of Christ, are new creatures, and we are complete in Him. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. You better watch the wisdom of this world. You know, we live in a country that was founded on Bible truth, but we've gotten away from it. In the church, in the schools nowadays, you can't mention the name Jesus. You can't mention the name Lord Jesus Christ. It's forbidden to have open prayer, but you can teach evolution. You can't teach creation. You know why? Satan don't want kids to know how this world come about. They want you to watch on the tube how this Big Bang theory happened. And here we all come, and we came from tadpoles. Y'all know what a tadpole is, don't you?
Frog.
What is a tadpole? It's a tadpole. What did the tadpole become?
Frog.
A frog. What did the frog become? Started walking upright like a man.
Yeah.
No. We didn't come from tadpoles. I don't know about you, I didn't. I came from my mom's womb. You understand? Adam back here was created. Y'all heard me over and over and over. Don't ever forget it. Adam did not have a belly button. Every one of you got a belly button. You know why? You were attached to your mother. Lord. Adam had no mama.
Yeah,
you understand?
Better.
Anybody in here ain't got a belly button? Well, you know what that's telling you? You were not created. We are not created equal. We were born. And when you were born from your mother's womb, you came forth lying.
Yeah, that's right.
God said in Romans chapter 3, let every man be a liar, God be true, but every man a liar. We come forth from the womb lying. Back you up in the corner.
Man.
No, y'all wouldn't lie. I would, but y'all wouldn't lie. I know I would. You get back up in that corner over yonder and fixing to have problems put on you, you're going to lie to get out of there, ain't you? Oh, no, I didn't really mean it that way now. You know, you're just taking this wrong. Let's talk about this thing. No, we came forth alive. But wait a minute. Am I still complete in Christ?
Yes.
But not in my flesh.
No.
You see, this flesh is going to go back to dirt where it come from. This new creature that we are, I ain't got the foggiest idea what it looks like. You know why? Paul said we were new creatures. We're not born again. That's a bad term. Same as we all created. That's a bad term. We were all born. But in Christ, we were created a new creature, and that new creature is complete in Christ. You understand? That's one of our spiritual blessings. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. In other words, when Satan spoke against the Lord Jesus Christ, when he caused those leaders to say, we have no king but Caesar, crucify him. So through that crucifixion, had Satan have known what was hid in the Old Testament scriptures back here about those who first trusted in Christ, that he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Satan thought he was getting rid of his seed that was promised back in Genesis chapter 3. He told the woman, I'll put enmity between your seed and his seed. Jesus Christ, the seed. The devil. Does the devil have seeds? Did he leave children?
Yeah.
Doesn't the Bible say that Cain was of that wicked one?
Yes.
Do we have devils all over the world today?
Yes.
Did Paul tell us to put on the armor of God?
Mm-hmm.
Well, beloved, putting on the armor of God, you have to rightly divide the word of truth to do so. You can't take the armor back here. And I think about little old David back there. Young lad. Saul tried to give him his armor to go fight the Philistine. You know what David did? He put them on and he couldn't move. You put on the wrong gospel and you ain't going to go nowhere. You're going to get shot down.
That's right.
David said, hey, I can't go with these. I haven't proved them. You know what David did? He went to the creek and picked up 5 smooth stones. Bet you ain't paying attention. You know what 5 is? Number of death. You know how many holes Jesus Christ had in him? 5. There's 5 men back in the Old Testament that died being stuck under the 5th rib. Check them out. 5, the number of death. 5 is also the number of grace. But it took death to bring grace. You understand? Jesus Christ had to die to bring grace to me and you. By grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, Now, watch what he says here. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, you'll find this in Isaiah 65. As it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Now listen to me. If you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you can't see these things. Now you may quote scripture. You may know how to rightly divide the scripture. But there's some things that are involved in the scriptures that only the saved people can understand. Let me show you how you know that. Look at the next verse. Verse 11. Well, let's finish verse 10. Do 10 again. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. In other words, in Isaiah 55, Jesus, God Almighty said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. My thoughts are higher than man's thoughts. You understand? In other words, without the Spirit of God in here, you can't know the things that are given to you freely of God. Somebody can trick you. That's why Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, he gave some apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for what? For the perfecting of the saints. Saints have to be perfected, beloved. I need to be perfected. Well, I thought the Bible said I'm already perfect. Ain't that what we started out with in chapter 2, verse 6? Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Well, if I'm perfect, why do I need to be? Do you understand? Do you know why? Look at the next verse. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. Pay attention to man's wisdom today, and you won't know anything about God. Now you'll learn a whole lot about nothing. And I think about science is always changing. When I was in school, they taught me Pluto was a planet. They say Pluto ain't a planet no more. Changing. This book don't change. Now watch what he says. Verse 12. Now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. How? Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Well, I compare what Paul says against what the Bible says here. Paul said, consider what I say. Mm-hmm. Paul wrote Romans to Philemon. Mm-hmm. He said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. In verse 8, he said, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. In other words, he was raised the head of the body, and I'm a member of his body. That body was resurrected in AD 33 before we were ever here, and that was given to us according to what we've already read here before the foundation of the world. That was given us in Christ Jesus. Now, what are we supposed to do? Look what he says. Verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. In other words, if you ain't saved, you can't receive the things of the Spirit of God. You understand? Now, you may memorize verses. You may quote scripture. You may understand right division. But if you ain't saved, you won't know the deep things of God Almighty. Why? Because the Spirit discerns these to us. Not the spirit of this world now. We've received the Spirit of God that we may know the things. Now watch what he says. Verse verse 14. But a natural man receiving not the things of the Spirit of God, they are foolish and undone, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. In other words, to discern something is to understand something. You remember what Jesus Christ said back here? Seeing you see and perceive not. Hearing you hear and hear not. Well, there are people just like that today in here seeing the truth and they see it not. We used to have a man that came here and he'd come here every Sunday, worked at Scott. Said, I can't make them believe. Ephesians 3:9. Make all men see. Not believe. He said, make all men see the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God. So, till I can't make them believe it, I say, Joe, his name was Joe Simon. I said, read the verse to me. He'd read it. He said, I can't make them believe it. I said, Joe, read the verse. He'd read it. The verse does not say make them believe it. Make them see it. Have you ever seen that Jesus Christ died at Calvary for you? Paid for your sins? Have you ever seen that in your spiritual lives? How that Jesus Christ, when he died, you were there with him before you was ever born? That when he died, you died. When he was buried, you were buried. When he was resurrected, you were resurrected with him before you was ever born. That's a truth that people don't understand. Natural man can't understand that. Now watch what he says. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Are we supposed to judge things?
Yes.
Are we? Mm-hmm. I thought the Bible said judge not lest you be judged. Are we supposed to judge things? Look what he says. Verse 15, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. In other words, don't let somebody judge you. If you are complete in Christ, don't let somebody judge you according to what you eat or drink. Are there millions of people that are being judged this morning by what they eat and drink?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do they allow one man to tell them what they can eat on Friday?
That's right.
Paul told you in the book of Colossians, let no man judge you in meat or drink, or respect of a holy day or the new moons, which are a shadow of things to come. Mm. The new creature that I am that's complete in Christ, where's it at?
Heaven.
Well, why, if I'm in heaven, why do I let people judge me down here? Watch what he says in the next verse. Verse 16, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Well, if I have the mind of Christ, what was the mind of Christ? Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Go to Hebrews chapter 10. I can show you what the mind of Christ was. I believe we're supposed to judge all things. I judge you by your word of testimony. If I ask you, are you saved? And you might say, well, I'm a Catholic, or I'm a Baptist, or I'm a Methodist, or I'm a Jehovah's Witness, or whatever. Is that a word of testimony?
No.
Did the Catholic Church die for you?
No.
Did the Baptist Church die for you?
No.
Jesus Christ, the one, died for you. What should your testimony believe? That I believe that Jesus Christ, when he died at Calvary, died for all my sins. All my sins are took care of.
Amen.
Now watch Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 5. Wherefore, when he, a reference to Jesus Christ, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Well, was there a body prepared for Jesus Christ? What was Jesus Christ before that body was prepared for him? Anybody got any idea what he was? beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. In verse 14 of John chapter 1, where we're talking about there, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Not us in this room, but His own. He came to His own, John chapter 1, verse 11 said. He came to His own. His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Do you know how they became the sons of God? Being born again. They had to die to be born again. You understand? They'll go into the 7-year tribulation over here, and that's what they thought was fixing to happen. They didn't know anything about this time in here. They thought the tribulation was fixing to take place, and they knew that when they saw the Antichrist, they were to run and flee and hide into the mountains and fall, tell the mountains to fall on us and hide us from the face of the wrath of the Lamb. Wrath upon this people. Right here, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We're not appointed unto wrath. This is the day of salvation. Ever how long this day lasts, we don't know. We know it'll last till the body is full. When the body is full, no more need for us to stay here. When the last person that God Almighty knew before the foundation of the world will trust Christ as their personal Savior, believing that He died for their sins, the body's full, there ain't no need for us to stay here. Get on out of here. We're going to take us out of here. The Lord Himself. Over here, He sends His angels over here, as in Matthew chapter 13. And there ain't no women angels. I'm sorry about that, but that's just the way it is. In your Bible, angels are men. Y'all do know what Exodus 23 says, don't you? I brought it up. Let's go there. Go to Exodus 23. You see, I just got a bad habit of believing God. You see, I know that the world wisdom is gone nuts today when they say two women can be married and be a husband and a wife. That's wrong. If I wasn't as kind as I am, and I told my wife about this. There's a girl who used to live next door to us. She got married to a girl. She's the man.
Right.
You know, I could say something right now, but I'd get in trouble, I know, because this is on tape over yonder. Yeah, I'll let you think about that just a minute. Two men together as husband and wife. Two women as husband and wife. How you gonna reproduce? I ain't gotta tell you. Y'all know how reproduction comes about. Y'all ain't dumb. I don't have to spell it out. You see, I understand in Matthew chapter 1, when Mary brought forth her firstborn son, Joseph knew her not until she had brought forth the firstborn son. You understand, there ain't no other Mary had children for Joseph but his wife. You understand? Mary ain't an angel. Mary ain't in heaven. No man hath ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, there he is right there. A body was prepared for him. The Word was made flesh. And He came to do the will of God Almighty. You know what the will of God was in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? That the lost sheep of the house of Israel be saved. He told them in Luke 19, I come to seek and save that which is lost. Now you can make application to that here, but you can't put yourself back there in Luke chapter 19. He did not come to you.
No.
He came to Israel.
Amen.
He came as the king of Israel.
Amen.
And they rejected him. He's going to come over here at the second coming for Israel. You understand? He ain't coming at the second coming for the church, the body of Christ. And we got a so-called grace preacher in this area that does not distinguish between the second coming and the rapture.
Mm.
Terrible. Men are departing from the faith. They're giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. What are they doing? They're speaking lies and hypocrisy.
Amen.
Having their conscience seared. Satan has seared their mind. Exodus 23, verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the ways. Talking to Moses and the children of Israel. And to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of her.
No. Yeah.
Beware of what?
Him.
What is a him?
Yeah.
A he.
Man.
It ain't a she. A him is a he. A male. Verse 21. Beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke him not. For he and a she, he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, an adversary unto thine adversaries, for mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee in. And he tells him what he's going to do. Is that a male?
Yes.
Go to chapter 32 while we're here. 32. Go to verse 34. Therefore, now go, lead the people unto the place of which I spake unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I will visit their sin upon them. Who is that angel, according to verse 23? Chapter 23, verse 20. It's a him, a he.
Yeah.
You understand? Males are angels, not women. Go back to Hebrews chapter 10. You see, the religious world follows the religious world. It's the nativity scene during the birth of Christ. Who do they make angels?
Little girls.
Sorry about that, lady. Y'all just as sorry as us males is. Do y'all know what an angel is? An angel is a ministering spirit sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation at the second coming.
Amen.
These people here look forward to the second coming because that's when God would take away their sins. You understand? He would make a new covenant with them, not according to the covenant that he made with their fathers. Why? Because they broke his covenant. He divorced Israel. And when God divorced Israel, he put her out of his house. And Matthew chapter 23, Jesus Christ said, your house is left unto you desolate. Israel's gone. You only got to bless the seed of Abraham today. Now, Hebrews 10, verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me, and burnt offering and sacrifice for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. Well, if you pick up a book that says that Joseph is his daddy, you got the wrong book. If you pick up a book that says in Mark chapter 1, there's, as it is written in the prophet, you understand I didn't put no S on that, as it's written in the prophet, by Isaiah. There's two prophecies there in Mark chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. There are two prophecies. One of them is by Isaiah in Isaiah 40. The other is in Malachi chapter 3. Two prophets. The new book leaves off the S. And you know what they do? Listen, beloved, the word was true from the beginning. Psalms 118, verse 160. Excuse me, 119, verse 160. Thy word is true from the beginning. In all your new translations, even the New King James, says, in the beginning, God created the heavens. No, he created the heaven. Not heavens, he created the heaven. Now, in Psalms, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, then said I, this is Jesus Christ, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written to me to do thy will, O God. Did Jesus Christ come to do the will of his own?
No.
He come to do the will of God the Father. God the Father, in other words, us, let us make man in our image. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And according to 1 John, these three are one. There are three in heaven that bear record. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. So Jesus Christ, the man, came to Israel to do the will of God the Father. The will of God the Father was for him to go to Calvary to die. He knew us before the foundation of the world, and he knew that we needed a Savior. He knew you couldn't save yourself. He knew that Israel had the law for 1,500 years, and not one mumbling soul was saved by the law. The law, all it did was tell you to shut your mouth. You're all guilty. You can't be justified by the law. The only way you can be justified is through what Jesus Christ did for you at Calvary. And that depends on what you believe about what Jesus Christ did at Calvary. Now, with all that in mind, go to Philippians chapter 1. I want to show you something. Do y'all know what? Y'all know what's on that sign out yonder in the front yard out there? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you remember what you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2? Ye which are spiritual, judge all things. Well, let's just do that right now. Philippians chapter 1. Look in verse, let's go to verse 4. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. In other words, in the gospel of Christ. Paul met these people in Acts 16. He preached the gospel of Christ to them. Now verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Is Paul set for the defense of the gospel?
Mm-hmm.
He defended that thing with his whole life. He became a prisoner for saying he's going to go to people such as us. Now what if he had said, now Lord, if I tell them people about that, they're going to put me in jail. What if it's put to you that if you go back to that class up there on Commercial Park Drive up there where they teach the Word of God rightly divided and believe that God is God and Jesus Christ is the virgin born Son of Almighty God, if you go back up yonder, we're going to put you in jail. You wouldn't be here next Sunday, would you? Don't answer that. What if Paul had have dropped the ball for us? We'd have never had a hope. There wouldn't have been none of us saved. I don't know how many saved now. I can't look at you and tell. The only way I know whether you're saved or not is by the word of your testimony. When did you trust Christ as your Savior? Have you trusted?
Right.
If you hadn't, why not? You ain't got to stop nothing. You ain't got to change nothing what you're doing. All you got to do is believe. The Bible says God's the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. Especially of those that believe. Is God the Savior of all men? Well, what do you got to believe? Well, you're going to reach over here in Acts 2 and believe Peter's gospel. Those that believe Peter's gospel don't get saved at a second coming. Those that believe Paul's gospel look back at Calvary and see that God, before the foundation of the world, provided salvation for you in a person called Jesus Christ. That's what he came into the world for. He said, for this hour came I into the world. What? To die. And he can't get back to God without being born again. You understand? Born again, he had to die. A man must be born again. I'm not born again. I'm a new creature. Created. God created something in the heart of this earth when Jesus Christ was down there 3 days and three nights. And when he was raised from the dead, I was raised with him. And every person that God knew that would trust Christ as their Savior were raised with him.
Amen.
In AD 33.
That's right.
And if you wasn't raised with him, it's because you ain't trusted Christ, and God knew that you wouldn't trust Christ. Now, watch what he says in Philippians chapter 1. Come to verse 8. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Is he telling these people to judge some things?
Yes.
Look at verse 10. That you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ. Go to 1 Thessalonians. Ephesians, Philippians, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5, let's start in verse 16. Rejoice evermore. Beloved, we got more to rejoice about than anybody in this Bible. We got it so easy, it's so simple, we just stumble right over.
Amen.
Pray without ceasing. Well, how are you going to pray without ceasing? You know, Jesus Christ told these people back here, when you pray, enter into your closet. Shut the door, don't let anybody see you. He said, don't be like them people that disfigure their face and for pretense with long prayer, and I can see them counting their beads. God said, I will not hear you when you do that. When you pray, get in your closet. Well, you're going to stay in your closet from now until you die if you're going to pray without ceasing? Well, you see, that ain't the same.
That's right.
And we don't even know what to pray for. According to Romans 8, 26 and 34, Jesus Christ makes intercession for us. Not Mary. You can hang Mary up. She's just like me and you. She needed a Savior.
That's right.
She ain't in heaven making intercession for you.
No.
Romans 8, 26 and 34 tells you who the intercessor is. Jesus Christ is the intercessor. Now, verse 18. In everything, give thanks. Boy, now you talk about a hard thing to do there.
Yeah.
You're going down the road. I remember one night I was on the interstate out there going down the road, had a flat tire. Jacked the van up. Well, I broke the plugs loose before I jacked it up. 18-wheeler come by, blowed that van off of that jack. I jacked her back up. Here come three or four 18-wheelers side by side getting down. If you don't believe there's a draft getting on the side of the road and when one goes by, then they about blow your britches off of you. The third time I had that tire fixing to take it off, and the 18-wheelers come by and blowed it off the jack.
Mm.
And no lugs on it. It just happened that I had not pulled it off the studs yet. I jacked that thing up and got it changed before the next bunch come by. Three times that thing blowed off. I told my wife, I said, I think I'll turn around and go back to the house. Somebody trying to tell me something. But I didn't. Or I'm hard-headed. Am I?
Amen, brother. Not by yourself.
Comes to verse 18, and everything gives thanks. Well, I wasn't thanking the Lord the third time, I'm telling you. Honest. I was cursing, not the Lord, but I was cursing them trucks. In that wind. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Are we supposed to prove all things?
Yes.
You with your spiritual judge.
That's right.
Well, we ain't quit. Go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, reason, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You understand? We are to judge all things. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We'll start in verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Well, beloved, there are a bunch of vain words floating around nowadays that don't, you know what vain is, don't you? It's junk.
That's right.
It's useless. It ain't fit for nothing. It ain't even fit to hear these vain words. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Are we supposed to prove what's acceptable unto the Lord? Well, if I teach you Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that you need to abide by these instructions back here, and you go to checking that out, is that pleasing to the Lord? No. I'm bringing the reproach on what Jesus Christ did at Calvary. If I teach you after you get saved, now you've got to maintain your salvation and you've got to keep the Ten Commandments and the laws, I'm bringing reproach on what Christ did at Calvary.
Amen.
If you could be saved that way, Jesus Christ didn't have to die a horrible death that he died.
That's right.
If I could reach over here in Hebrews through Revelation and tell you you're going into the wrath of God when God Almighty said we're delivered from the wrath to come, any part of it, the Antichrist can't be revealed while the church, the body of Christ, is here. Now I can see a forerunner of him, and I remember seeing a movie several years ago. I didn't watch all of it. When I found out what it was about, it was promoting Satan.
Here you go.
It showed a united army of all the people in the world. You know, we got soldiers that can come from foreign countries into this country and police you right now. Mm-hmm. If that president so wants it to be that way, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. On the side of these trucks, it had UN Army. 666.
Man.
On the side of them vehicles. You know whose army that was? Satan's army. You see, people don't believe Paul meant what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The devil and his angels, where they're at? They're in the pulpit.
That's right.
What are they doing? They're teaching people vain words, junk. They're not rightly dividing the word of truth. And if you tried to talk to some of them, their mind is seared. Verse 10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And Paul told us in Titus to rebuke them real nice and calm. Don't step on their toes. No, he said rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. We got people that are in a faith, but they're not in the faith. You understand? There's a difference. Go over to 2 Timothy chapter 1. And Paul's talking about the gospel here. Verse 11, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Well, who is my teacher?
Paul.
Paul wrote Romans to Philemon. Paul didn't write the book of Hebrews. Paul said he didn't. You see, people don't believe the Bible.
That's right.
You can show it to them and they say, well, I believe Paul wrote it. Well, who cares what you believe? What does the Bible say? The Bible says God at sundries times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the Spirit, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. He didn't speak to me by his Son. He spoke to me by my apostle and my teacher, Paul. You understand? Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, the teacher of the Gentiles. Now watch what he says here. Chapter 1, verse 11. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Is Paul suffering for going to us Gentiles?
Yes.
Well, when have you ever suffered for Christ's sake? When have you ever suffered for trying to speak to somebody about the gospel of Christ? Now listen to me. Don't make no mistake about it. If you separate Paul's gospel, you will suffer. All those that live godly, 2 Timothy, all those that live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. But he told us in Philippians, it's not only given to you to have to believe on him, but also to suffer for him. Are you willing to suffer? Are you willing to have your family run hide when you come around? No, people don't like that. I used to go to my mom's and dad's, and I finally just give up on them. They're all religious, my sister included. Real religious, working their way to heaven. I'd go over there at Christmas time or something like that, and the family would be there, and so I'd see some of them running and hiding when I get out of my vehicle. I know why they didn't want to talk to me. They knew I was going to say something about the Lord Jesus Christ and Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. But that's okay. That's not my problem. That's it. Paul said, be instant, in season, out of season, rebuke and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. What is doctrine? That which is taught. Well, if I check out the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, why would I want to go over here and tell you that you're in the book of Revelation?
Crazy.
Go to Revelation chapter 1. Now, we're to check these things out, and we have to do that which is proper. we'll do that which is well pleasing to the Lord, not to men. My job ain't to please you. My job ain't to make you mad. If you get mad, don't get mad at me. Get mad at the book. Talk to God about it. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, come show me. Got a man trying to prove me wrong every Sunday.
That's hard to do.
You ain't wrong.
I ain't wrong.
Thank the Lord.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him. Did God give Jesus Christ a revelation? Said he did. To show unto his servants. Who did God give this revelation to? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ to show it to? His servants. Okay? Things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel. Ain't no woman, there's still a man. Unto his servant John. Verse 4. John to the seven churches. How many churches in the book of Revelation?
Seven.
How many churches in the... Well, I tell you what. Don't take my word for it. Whole Revelations and go to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll start in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. How many bodies are there?
One.
Go to chapter 1. Now, this is talking about something that God wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Verse 21. He's in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Hath put all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. How many churches?
One.
How many bodies?
One.
One. That body is the church. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether it be Jew or Gentile, bond or free, have been all made to drink in the one Spirit. Go to verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Or am I a member of a church that is one body?
Right.
That is one church?
Yes.
Go back to Revelations chapter 1, verse 4. John, in other words, Jesus Christ sent this by his angel unto John, and he's writing to seven churches. Can't be the body of Christ.
That's right.
You know another reason why it can't be? He sent and signified it how?
Angel.
By his angel. Paul said in Galatians, though we are an angel, preach any other gospel unto you. Watch these angels. Watch them. Look at verse chapter 7. I'll show you who the servants are before we leave him. My time just, I got about a minute. In chapter 7, verse 1, after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascend from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he, no, wait a minute, I thought we had some women angels. I believe this angel's a he, ain't he? And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Who is the book written Revelation 2?
The servants.
12 tribes of Israel, beloved. It ain't written to the church, the body of Christ. What do you do to get out of going into the raft over here? Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. There ain't nothing else you can do but believe in Jesus Christ when he died. Pay for all your sins. Appreciate you being here this morning. Been my patient business.